Chapter 10. Unexpected pleasure flushed Sarah's system, along with a small rain of embarrassment. She'd only just met the guy, and she had work to do. She was under the gun. She was going on live TV in 1 hour. She walked over to the wooden rail separating the visitor's area from the bullpen. "Mr. Copkind, what brings you here?" He grinned and stood, completely unself-conscious. "Detective, I've been invited to a party at James Bratton's house." "Bratton, the retired NBA All-Star?" "Yeah. He's a devotee of Eastern culture. Owns a lot of swords. I'm his polisher. A lot of big-time collectors will be there." Sarah was immediately hooked. "You're telling me why? I thought maybe you'd like to go as my date. Give you an opportunity to see some of these players, and the type of sword we're talking about. Adrian Hecht will be there." Hecht, a big-shot developer and owner of the team that Bratton used to play for, was putting together a major development at the site of the Twin Towers. Homicide dicks rarely received invitations to such functions. "When is it?"
"Tomorrow night."
"I'm sorry it's such short notice. I'll go."
"Great.
Great.
Can I pick you up?"
"Where is it?"
"Bratton's got an estate in the Hamptons."
"You have a car?"
"Sort of.
It'll get us there and back." Sarah did the math. She could ride her bike to the village, hook up with Copkind. It would work.
"I live in Brooklyn.
I'll meet you at your place."
"What time?"
"If you live in Brooklyn, I could pick you up."
"No, I'll come there."
"What time?"
5?
"I know it's an awful time. But, I've got the new Dylan in my car."
"Okay, I'm sold."
"Great.
See you then."
She gave him the briefest of smiles. "Bye." When she turned around, head swiveled back to work, not quickly enough. Baltazar's desk was closest. "James Bratton, that's the high-priced district Pezzini? Better use the right fork."
"Thanks, Baltazar. Think you could show me?"
"Anytime. Not with egg on your tie." Baltazar looked down, chagrined. There was indeed a fleck of breakfast still clinging to his lifeless, loose tie. "Try that astronaut food. I hear it's hard to spill." Sarah returned to her desk, thumbed on her computer and composed two short statements, one for her boss and one for herself. She was acutely mindful that she'd become something of a media darling. She wouldn't have got nearly as much attention if she'd looked like Janet Reno. Next, she pulled Jorge Candido's rap sheet. There wasn't much, one arrest for assault as a juvie, plus a couple of parking violations. She was relieved to learn he wasn't a serial killer. The news conference was held in the media room of the courthouse next door. At 4:45, Sarah and Siri went next door via the skywalk, down the marble steps to the first floor where a tall black cop Sarah had never seen was on duty at the door. The media had gathered, hanging out on the broad apron sucking on cigarettes as if their lives depended on it. The new breed, who didn't smoke, had already staked out the best positions inside. Sarah went over Siri's notes with him in the hall. "You ready?" he asked. She nodded. "Let's go," he concluded. They entered the media room through the door near the dais. Klieg lights turned the room into an incandescent star chamber. There were about 20 media people bunched toward one end of the long, rectangular room. Siri had long ago learned not to look into the lights, but to look into individual faces. Reporters immediately started asking questions. "This have anything to do with Al-Qaeda? Is it true the victims were decapitated?" Siri held his hand up and waited for silence.
"Hello, I'm Captain Joe Siri, Homicide South. As far as we know, there have been two homicides, Thaddeus Bachman and Scott Chalmers. Both victims were beheaded. We have some significant leads which we are following, and will report to the public as soon as we have made progress."
"Is this Detective Pezzini's case?"
"Sarah, what's the scoop?
Is this another monster hunt?"
Siri turned the dais over to Sarah. "The first murder occurred in my precinct and I was assigned the case purely on a random basis."
"Oh, come on,"
screeched the reporter from the Village Voice, a belligerent lefty who was convinced the cops had nothing better to do than conspire to deprive minorities of their civil rights. "You've developed a reputation for weird cases, Detective. What about the orc killings? And the cemetery demon?"
"Well, Mr. Mathers, the press tends to amplify any lurid angle. Admit it.
You love me, because weird sells papers." The reporters laughed. Siri and Sarah beat a hasty retreat. The tall black cop stopped the stampede of reporters after them as they made their way to the second floor and across the sky bridge.
"I thought that went rather well, don't you?"
Siri asked.
"I don't know.
We'll have to watch the news later and see." The detective bullpen was in a lather, cops milling outside the interrogation room.
"What's going on?"
Siri demanded.
We got him, one of the dicks replied. The samurai killer.